This is KVNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, April 27th. I'm Gavin Dahl. An industrial hemp company with a long presence in Grand Junction has acquired 165 acres of farming land and a 50,000 square foot production campus along Highway 50 south of Delta. The Delta County Independent reports EcoGen Biosciences employs 70 people at its facility. EcoGen provides seeds to large farming operations specially formulated to grow uniform plants in well-irrigated western slope soil. The campus also includes an analytic testing laboratory and test plots of hemp, and they distill CBD on site with ethanol, crafting consumer products. Montrose Republican State Rep. Mark Catlin has been named Vice Chairman of the House Agriculture, Livestock, and Water Committee. House Speaker Alec Garnett, in a surprise move, appointed the Republican to Vice Chair of the committee. According to Grand Junction Sentinel veteran political reporter Charles Ashby, it's never happened before that a member of the minority party was tapped by a speaker from the majority party. The seat on the committee opened when Democratic Representative Jenny Arndt resigned on Friday to become mayor of Fort Collins. Representative Karen McCormick, a Longmont Democrat and veterinarian, is the chair and told the media that she's thrilled to work with Catlin as vice chair of the 11-person committee to, quote, continue its bipartisan legacy. Catlin is knowledgeable in matters of agriculture. State lawmakers are making major changes to a bill aiming to cut health insurance premiums on the individual market. KVNF's Capital Coverage reporter Scott Franz has the latest.
Democrats are dropping an effort to create a state-run public insurance option. Instead, they say they have reached an agreement for private insurance companies to offer the new plan. Representative Dylan Roberts of Avon says new regulations that come with it will help lower premiums by 18% in 3 years.
And we're hoping that these price reduction goals will be able to start as soon as possible, which will be the plan year 2023, instead of waiting until 2025 like the original bill.
The original bill has been in limbo since it stalled in committee almost 3 weeks ago. The healthcare industry was strongly opposing it, but Roberts says the amendments are winning some support. He shelved a similar bill last year because of the pandemic. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Housing prices continue to soar across much of our region, and as our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, there is an unexpected buyer that's partly to blame.
About 1 in 5 homes across the country right now are being purchased as investment properties. That's according to a recent report from the John Burns Real Estate Consulting Firm. Investors can be anything from individuals wanting to own a vacation rental to huge hedge funds like BlackRock or JP Morgan. These companies have the capital to outbid others, buy up property, and then rent it out. During a recent webinar, consultant John Burns said it was a new and potentially troubling trend.
When you see pension funds moving in, I do think that is a game changer. And I do think that can have the potential and probably is going to make housing permanently more expensive in America, which is not going to be what the affordable housing advocates want to hear.
In cities such as Flagstaff, Arizona, Spokane, Washington, and Boulder, Colorado, the share of investors buying property is even higher than the national average. Home prices across our region have surged by more than 14% compared to last January. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Colorado will see job growth in the solar, wind, and energy efficiency fields as a result of the Biden administration's climate goals and infrastructure plan, according to tech leaders active in the fight against climate change. Colorado News Connection's Suzanne Potter has more.
At a leaders' summit last week, President Joe Biden committed the U.S. to reducing carbon emissions 50% by 2030. His infrastructure bill, called the American Jobs Plan, boosts many climate-focused programs. Quinn Antis with the Signal Tech Coalition says Colorado is well-positioned to benefit from these changes.
The more swiftly we transition to our clean energy economy, the more competitive the U.S. and Colorado specifically will be for generations to come.
Opponents of the plan say it costs too much and will cost jobs in the oil and gas industry. Antis says before COVID, the clean energy sector was adding jobs at twice the overall job growth rate and predicts it will now bounce back quickly. The infrastructure bill is intended to put people to work improving the energy transmission grid, retrofitting buildings to make them energy efficient, and producing more electric vehicles and charging stations. Sam Shriver, also with the Signal Tech Coalition, says the climate goals and the infrastructure program will spur the private sector to jump in.
As soon as there's a move by the public sector, like the Biden administration is making right now, you mitigate all that perceived risk. So the financial community is ready to make this happen. I think it's an exciting time.
The federal climate plan has a lot in common with Colorado's climate action plan passed in 2019. The plan committed the state to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 26% by 2025 and 50% by 2030. For Colorado News Connection, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Colorado will soon have more representation in Congress, KOTO Telluride's Julia Caulfield reports.
On Monday, the U.S. Census Bureau announced the state will gain a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives as a result of the 2020 census.
The constitutional purpose of the census is congressional apportionment, which is the process of distributing the memberships or seats in the U.S. House of Representatives amongst the states every 10 years in a way that is proportional to each state's population.
That's Dr. Ron Jarman, acting director of the U.S. Census Bureau, during an announcement of the apportionment. According to Jarman, following the 2020 census, 7 House seats will shift among 13 states, the smallest number of seats shifting since 1941.
6 states will gain seats in the House of Representatives. Texas will gain 2 seats, and Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will each gain 1 seat. 7 states will each lose 1 seat in the House: California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia.
That brings Colorado's number of seats in the U.S. House to 8 representatives. Colorado last gained a seat following the 2000 census. Colorado's population increased to nearly 5.8 million people, a roughly 15-point increase from 2010, the last time the census was conducted. The nation as a whole's population rose to nearly 331.5 million people, an increase of nearly 7.5%. It's the second lowest population increase since the census was first conducted in 1790.
The country's 7.4% increase in population this decade was only slightly more than the 7.3% increase between 1930 and 1940.
With the results of the 2020 census and the addition of a new House seat, the Colorado Independent Congressional Redistricting Commission will go through the process of redistricting the state. The new congressional map must be filed with the Secretary of State by December 15, 2021.
That was Julia Caulfield from our partners in the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition, KOTO and Telluride. Census participation by Native people in the West was up. Indian Country Today reports that despite the disruption of the pandemic, record-setting wildfire and hurricane season, and a last-minute attempt by the Trump administration to add a citizenship question, which was struck down by the courts, some tribal nations count went up by as much as 10%. In Montana, Native populations make up 6.7% of the state, and in Colorado, Indigenous people make up 1.6% of the population. Both states gained an additional seat in Congress. That does it for Tuesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.